Well, Coach, congratulations on the victory. You're 1-0 on the year, and I know, you know, not a lot of unknowns coming into tonight, just with a lot of new faces, really both teams in the similar spot, but turnovers, a little rough at first, but I thought at times, really in that third quarter, that's where you kind of won this ball game tonight.
Yeah, turnovers were brutal there at the beginning. I don't think we got the ball across half court without turning it over. What do we have, 5 in a row?
Yep.
And I think a lot of that was just, you know, our guys were pretty hyped up and wanting to get out there and go. And, you know, we've talked, you know, a lot about what we want to do. And then we come out and see zone and it's like, oh, we got to pull the reins back. But then they're still trying to go as fast as they can. So, you know, those are mistakes that, you know, you kind of expect some younger guys to make. But you just hope that they settle in there and you know, find their rhythm. And they will, you know. But that was the first game. You know, really for Avery and Alex and, you know, Jackson played last year a little bit, but at the same time, you know, he's making his first start in a varsity game. And so, you know, I kind of expect a little bit of it, but, you know, I was hoping we'd do a little bit better there at the beginning. And, you know, I think our defense really started to create the offense for us. And, you know, that was good to see. We put on the board, what do you want people to remember about us after tonight? And they said that they want people to think we play hard, and I thought they did. I thought defensively they got after it. You know, obviously there's a 100 things that you can improve on rotation wise and not getting beat off the bounce, but I thought they competed extremely hard.
Well, Dylan hitting those three threes, and he had 11 points in that first quarter. I felt maybe that's maybe opened up some things inside, especially, you know, driving in there, Avery, Jackson, Lawson, you name it.
Yeah, it is. Anytime you have somebody go off like that, it's going to spread out that defense a little bit. But I just felt like we weren't as focused on getting the ball into Jackson early as we needed to be. And, again, that comes down to you see a zone and we knew they were going to play a little bit of it. I didn't anticipate, you know, 30 minutes of it. So that just it kind of changes what you're seeing. You know, you're not seeing, you know, the correct passing angles and things like that. But, you know, we just got to be more focused in on where the ball needs to go, especially early. Try to establish Jackson down there. And you know, he had a heck of a game for us. But, he'd be the first one to say that. You know, he brought the ball down, you know, a few too many times and let those guys get their hands on it. I thought it was a pretty physical game, really. A lot of hands in there. But, you know, those are things you adapt to and you play through. So, you know, I was very proud of our guys' effort. Decision-making will come. But, you know, the effort's something that you can always have. And I thought our guys put it on full display tonight.
Yeah, you're right. That is something that will come. I thought what was big as well is – you guys were able to force those turnovers in that third quarter especially and also get two of their main starters that were coming back from a year ago into foul trouble. And that was huge as well. And, you know, when you get some young kids sped up, that can prove to be a disaster. But you guys did a great job of forcing that.
Yeah, we did. number three and, number 24 was one that we really didn't have on the scouting report. And I thought he played a good ball game. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's pretty bouncy and shoots the ball well. So, just another guy that we had to pay attention to. You know, the only thing I defensively wise, you know, I kind of mentioned we got beat off the bounce a little bit that I don't want to see. And we can fix that. It's just a stance, you know, more so than anything. But, you know, when you pick up and you're trying to pressure a little bit, 90 feet, you know, down the floor, you can get some tired legs. And I think these guys have done a good job of committing to what we're trying to do. In practice because they're running a lot, not conditioning-wise. They just run within our practice, and I think it's really, you know, paying off for us because, you know, they were able to play, you know, some pretty big minutes when you look at, you know, three or four of them. And so those other guys, you know, they've got to – when they get their time, you know, it's one of those things we had so many turnovers early, so we put a sub in, and if it happens again, it's just – it's one of those things that you kind of have a shorter leash at times. When you're turning the ball over, but again, just goes back to the hustle and the effort that these guys put in tonight, and they were very, very aggressive. You know, deflections. You know, I don't know how many block shots we had, but it seemed like quite a few. And you know, this team's only going to get better with their youth and their inexperience. They're only going to continue to get better, and they're hungry to do so. So it makes it fun. Not quite as fun, you know, when you give up a 9-point lead and it cuts it to 3 or whatever it was there in the second quarter. But these guys sure are fun to be around, and they play hard.
I don't know. I think Jackson and Avery, they may be looking at the film here and be like, I had the better block shot than you. They had some pretty good hammers there. I mean, they could almost be volleyball players.
Yeah, that's fun to see. I mean, it gets the crowd going a little bit. It gets our bench going. You know, Avery's block was pretty impressive because he kind of came out of nowhere there at the elbow. And I saw him make a play like that this summer, and that was the first thing that caught my eye about him this summer. And I'm like, man, this kid's going to be – he's going to be dangerous on the defensive side of the floor, and he sure is because he makes up for a lot. You know, if somebody gets beat, he can help with his long arms, you know, getting a passing lane here. He can come off the weak side and block a shot. He can rebound. So he does a lot of things. But, it was fun to see those guys get their opportunity, their chance now to, you know, put on the Scott City uniform and play varsity basketball.
Well, coming up here, you get next week, three games in 3 days, and – it's a couple of WAC schools, Coronado Liberal here at home, and then go down to Garden City on Saturday. And I know that's going to be a pretty good early season test for your team, starting with Coronado on Thursday.
It is. You know, I was able to watch Coronado play last night last night against Coronado and Garden. So I got to watch both of them. And, they got after it. They have one kid, you know, coming back, Coronado does, that's very, very athletic. So it's definitely a guy that we're going to try to make a focal point to take some charges on. Mm-hmm. It might hurt a little bit, but you got to sacrifice. And, Liberal, I haven't really looked at them. Not sure what they lost from last year. And then Garden's going to be tough. You know, that third game, especially in Garden with all their pressure. Yeah. So that's going to be tough. But it is. It's early season. Play some good competitions. That's what you're after. And you find out a lot about your team.
All right. Well, congratulations on the victory. And I know you got a fan club here that wants to talk to you. And thanks again, Coach. We'll see you next week.
All right. Thanks, Adam.